What's up? It's the Brunch Breakdown. Didi out here in Los Angeles. Dan is in Pittsburgh and Chris is in North Carolina. And you will find out more about his life here in a little bit. Today on the show, we are going to be talking about, of course, Taylor Swift's album that is 2 hours long and 31 songs. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Red Lobster, guys, filing for bankruptcy. Beyonce is making more people buy cowboy hats and jeans than they have in years. Times Square has a 65-foot long hot dog that they are putting there for a few months. We'll talk about that. We've got music. We've got beer. We've got a lot. It's the Brunch Breakdown. We're going to try to get to all of it. Dan, let them know where they can find all of this delicious content.
Yes, delicious indeed. Anywhere podcasts are available, the deliciousness is also available, where we give you new episodes every Wednesday. Follow, subscribe, whatever you like to choose, wherever you like to listen, do that so the episode comes right to you. You don't have to come hunting it down. The deliciousness is delivered right to your door. Full video episodes are also available every Wednesday, 9 a.m., noon Pacific. Nope, scratch that, reverse it. Willy Wonka style. Oh, yeah. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Go. Boy, I'd be throwing some people off this week. YouTube, Facebook, Spotify. Those are the places you can find the videos. Might have something you want to look at this week. So keep an eye out and find those videos if and when necessary. We're everywhere on social media at Brunch Breakdown. That includes Facebook and X and Instagram and Threads and Trailer and TikTok. Find the little clips during the week. If you'd like there, that's where we want you to interact with us too, people. These topics, this isn't a one-way menu. It's a two-way menu, okay? We want to hear from you, the people, the listeners of the Brunch Breakdown. Find us anywhere there at Brunch Breakdown. Either give us your thoughts on any comments that we give to you on the menu, or if you got ideas for us, something you want us to talk about, at Brunch Breakdown, okay? And then, of course, what we're listening to each and every week, we put that together in a little playlist for you. So again, you don't have to go searching around. Nothing like that. We make it easy for you. We deliver it to you. We deliver it in a place called Spotify, and we call it The Sounds of Brunch, and that's updated each and every Friday.
And there's going to be a lot of music on The Sounds of Brunch playlist, and I'm throwing this at you right now just so you're ready in a few minutes.
Okay.
Breakup songs that are good. I need you to just think of a couple in your head
for
when we do get to add to the menu, you know.
Okay.
Add a couple just breakup songs you just throw in your head. Because I thought it was, we've been talking about breakup songs a lot. I was like, you know, there's some that I like. So, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about that.
I'll throw that at you.
I like that. Yeah.
But yeah.
On the floor. It's fine.
Well, we start off every show by getting random topics off our chest. And, you know, our friend Chris has been going through it lately.
Tell him.
and he wants you all to know that he's been going through it. So here's Christopher Gates of the Brunch Breakdown. Go for it.
Hey boys, how you doing? Chris here, checking in with a chess segment that I don't even know what to say, if I'm being honest with you, but you guys said you wanted to hear from me. So I'll just give you a life update. And you know me, generally speaking, I look at things in a positive lens. However, this trip has been a little bit ridiculous. So we traveled down to North Carolina because my wife had business to handle down here for work, and her brother lives down here. So it was a good opportunity to come down and spend some time with them. Her parents are also here, so it's kind of like a family get-together.
Of course it is.
The timing was helpful because this is going to shock you guys, but all of our kids are sick. Yeah.
Mind blown.
So coming down here and having me get help from everybody here is great, because if I was home in Pittsburgh watching all three sick kids by myself, one of which still can't survive without her mother, talking about the youngest, that would have been a disaster. So we're here getting help, which I'm very, very thankful for. The youngest has an ear infection. The middle one, as you know, has been sick quite a bit. And like she got tubes put in and we're like, okay, that'll help. Teething, she has all her teeth in. Okay, that's done, that'll help. Somehow she's still sick. So dealing with that. And then the night before we left to come here, everybody up in the middle of the night, not feeling good. My oldest complaining about her ears. So instead of leaving at like 5 a.m. when we planned on it, we ended up leaving around 9:30 because we had to go to the doctor to start the day, only to find out that both of her ears are infected. And then we had to go get medicine for her. The pharmacy didn't open till 9, so we had to like wait around and it took forever.
Come on.
So yeah, like I said, I don't have much of a point here other than just giving you guys an update on what the hell is going on. And I guess like, you know, all these parents tell me this stops at some point. Maybe it hasn't stopped for us because we just keep having kids. But when does it stop? That's what I want to know. Like, when do ears get big enough that this shit stops? Has anybody done research on that? I would love to know so I could anticipate a time when like some semblance of normalcy comes back into the picture. But anyway, despite everybody being sick, we're having a fun time. And it's nice, you know, driving down here and just like seeing the weather get progressively sunnier and nicer and drier. Dan, specifically, why do we put ourselves what we put ourselves through? Like we came down here not long after the entire city of Pittsburgh flooded multiple times. Why is that the chosen life of ours? I wonder that about every time we come down to North Carolina. If there was some place I'd be willing, there are not many places I'd be willing to relocate to. North Carolina would be one of them. And Dan, you probably, I mean, you lived in this state, so you could probably understand why. But it's beautiful here. We're having fun. Hopefully, when we go home, nobody has to go to the doctor. And yeah, that's all. Love you boys. Hope you're doing well. Hope I can be on a podcast episode soon. But you never know. All right. Toodles.
Okay. A couple things. First of all, I don't know what this guy's complaining about. He's just always a complainer.
Always complaining, you know, about something.
Always complaining. Something. Jeez, oh man. Again, a lot to unpack here. Second thing. I'm going to say something that maybe Chris is just afraid to say. Help. Somebody help. Somebody help this man. Somebody help this family. Like, kids get sick. It just seems that something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I know daycares are just a breeding ground of germs. Ear infections, though, there's got to be, yeah, some scientific research done on it happening that frequently. There's got to be something in the gene pool, in the Kopchinski-Gates gene pool of small ears or something like that. We need to go and do some digging. You know what I mean? There's a lot of genetic tests and things like that done out there, like 23andMe. No, I want to know what's the one with the small ears. Who's that coming from, and why is it happening to all of their children? My goodness. Okay. Chris needs his own podcast, and it's just going to be called All My Children. You know, is that show still on? Because that's the reality show in their house, is All My Children in All My Small Ears. I don't know. Small Ears, good name for a band. Take it. I don't know.
You know, I got a couple things there too. Listen, I think I might have told Katie this, or maybe I've told Chris this. I'm not sure, but like I'm pretty sure I have. I really think this daycare needs to be like investigated. I don't know, man. Just is everybody at the daycare getting sick all the time, or is it just you guys? Because if it's just you guys, then maybe Dan's small ear gene genetics test needs to happen. But there's something going on at that daycare that I really need to get investigated. Like, does it need a deep cleaning? Like, do they believe in Clorox? Like, I just got a lot of questions. As somebody who has th three kids in daycare, I got a lot of questions with that. Second, Christopher Gates hadn't gotten a vasectomy yet. Bruh. Bruh.
What more do you need? What more do
Bruh.
you need?
You said it way too easy, like, huh, yeah, we keep having kids. Bruh. Bruh. You gonna do this again?
Yep.
With your small ear genetic situation? Just saying. Just saying,
O
bruh.
for three on you're O for three on big-eared kids.
It's
It's
time
not
to
working.
it's time to cut
It
the
ain't
cord, my
happening.
guy. It's
Maybe
time.
check your air filters in your home while you're at it. Get a little
Yeah.
clean air. Maybe increase the level. We buy that more expensive one that you're always like, oh, we don't need the MERV 11. Maybe it's time for the MERV 11 air filter in the home
Yeah.
just to help, just cycle through. I don't know. I don't know.
You know who's got those in his home? Your boy, the Allergy King.
Oh, yeah, you
Oh
definitely.
yeah, I got like I forget what it was. It was the law, whatever the largest number was. Cause it's like, cause I think at Home Depot and the thing it tells you like up to 10, and then I got like 14.
Yeah,
It
there you
was like
go.
way too much. And the person who came to like service our furnace in December, he was like, you know, you could just get the cheap ones and just like just change them every 30 days. And I was like, yeah, but I won't remember. I won't
No, too
remember.
much.
This is
Just
just too much
increase it.
work.
Yeah. Let him ride.
Too much work.
And he's made great points. The state of North Carolina is probably the state I love the most, second to Pennsylvania. It's probably third. It's probably Pennsylvania one, California two, North Carolina three. And yes, I spent some time there, and the weather is amazing. And the past couple of weeks in Western Pennsylvania have been absolutely atrocious in terms of weather. There's been some serious flooding going on here because of the valley that this city is built in. So I'm sure he's enjoying his time there. But if I'm a betting man, he said that could be one of the states he relocates to if he ever does. You and I know if there's any relocation happening with that family, it's to Wisconsin.
Oh yeah.
So let's not kid
100%.
ourselves. And maybe he should really consider the weather there when making that decision. North Carolina is the choice. We'll visit you much more frequently in North Carolina. How about that?
Dude, it's funny. I think about it often. There is a way that my life could have played out where it's completely different, 'cause it was like right after I graduated from college, I went to Wilmington, North Carolina for a job interview to be a news reporter at, I forget what the call letters were, W something, something, something. Anyways, and I thought it went amazing. I was like, this is where I'm moving. I love the place. Like, I was like, this is incredible. There's just like water everywhere. The weather was super nice. I was like, this is great. I think this is it. And then, you know, didn't get the job. And then my life is what my life is. But it can be completely different if I get that job. I think about that all the time, how different my life would be. Just completely different.
You never know those simple decisions that was whatever at the time. You don't realize the trickle down effect that could have on the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's kind of
Crazy.
wild. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
But good
Maybe
luck to
Chris
Chris.
should Google states with the lowest cases of ear infections and then just pick based off of that. Maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Dear God. Well, Dan, get it off your chest, my friend.
Of course, Didi, it's time for another installment of Manners of the Work Kitchen.
Yes.
Now, yes, I've gotten a few things off my chest in the past about the company or the office work kitchen, and I've got something else now that I need to say. The office kitchen is a shared space. We've got an office where a kitchen, a office kitchen that maybe 16, 17, 18, around that many people share. Okay. And there's shared appliances like the refrigerator. We have one refrigerator. And I'm someone who packs and brings my lunch every day because A, I care about my health, and B, I give a shit about money. Now, others have the option to buy their lunch at some other options right on campus there, which is fine. But it seems that those people in particular treat the office refrigerator like it's just their own personal like snack closet and just fill it up with these unnecessarily large containers of food that they don't need to be in there all the time. For example, recently we had somebody bring in it's like a 16 pack bag. The bag is over a foot tall with a little handle of it, of just a Costco size bag of hard boiled eggs, all hard boiled eggs, and this little plastic big Ziploc bag. Okay. Came that way. First of all, that's just absolutely disgusting. I'm not a hard-boiled egg fan, but I don't think the quality level of a pre-done hard-boiled egg at some facility that it took to travel from one warehouse to another to then a grocery store, probably not your best bet, right? Okay, so it seems disgusting. Second of all, do you need to bring this huge bag of hard-boiled eggs into work and keep it in the fridge for like 3 weeks that it takes you to go through them? Okay. Also, in addition to the fridge, this is my office in particular, and maybe some other people will have the same experience. The amount of like cakes, and I mean cakes and cookies that are constantly out in our office kitchen and then put back and forth into the fridge every night to keep it fresh, just borderline obnoxious. I work with like, and as you can tell, my coworkers aren't listening, which is why I'm happy to say and don't have any problem with saying, I work with a bunch of fat pigs who literally step out of their offices multiple times a day and just drop a little line like this, Didi. It's just like, I'll be passing through and I'll just hear out of that corner of the room, oh, I just need a little something sweet. And they're talking to themselves and then they go over, knife, get a little cake, have some of these cookies, and just do that multiple times a day, just like to convince themselves that there's a reason they need to continually go out there and shove this stuff down their gullet. It's all the time. We now celebrate employee birthdays every month. This wasn't a thing before. So now there's either cake or cupcakes or something, ice cream. There's always ice cream in our freezer. People are like, oh, I could use a little ice cream right now. Oh, I need a little something to cool down. Stop giving yourself and everybody else this little excuse that you need for your fatty sugar rush to wash down your hard-boiled eggs after lunch. Frankly, you people disgust me, and just look in the mirror every once in a while and realize the kitchen is a shared space, shared appliances. Just be a little conscious of that, Dee. I had to get that off my chest this week.
Oh my God, dude. I knew you were going to mention hard boiled eggs at one point when you started talking. I knew it because I swear that's the problem. Like, as somebody who used to, you know, when you don't think about this, if you don't work in radio, we all share the same everything, right? You know, maybe you have your own headphones or whatever, but everything, you share the same space. You're all just walking into someone else's, like, you're walking into the same space. And living out here, a lot of, you know, people trying to be in shape, a lot of, you know, dieting things going on. Got to tell you, a lot of those diets start with hard-boiled eggs. And there would just be stretches of time where one person or two people would just be munching on hard-boiled eggs for like 4 hours. You come in to do your shift and it just reeks of hard-boiled eggs. And it is disgusting. Or some drink or protein powder or something. It's absolutely disgusting. Maybe this has changed a little bit because of COVID. Maybe there's more deep cleaning happening and things of that sort. But like, I gotta tell you, pre us actually cleaning things up and actually having people come clean offices and all these things a lot, I tell you, there's nothing more gross than the radio studio. And I feel you, because I used to just go in and be like, what in the hell is happening?
Yeah.
Like, just absolutely disgusting. And I'd be like, really, dude? Like, you you had to make this today and just eat it here, you know? And then we're in the, you know, you're in the booth for like 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever. You're there for so long and you just live there at this point. And you're like, and then some people come straight, and one dude would come straight from the gym and then he,
Yeah.
knows who he is. And it's not even, hey, I love the people. All the people I'm talking about, I love all these people that I'm talking about. At least most of them anyways. And I got to tell you, Listen, they know who they are. The hard-boiled egg people, they know. They know. They
Yeah.
know who they are. They know. But man,
Also,
I
like
feel you.
when you use the office microwave, a word of advice, don't close the door. Don't pull your lunch out and close the door immediately. Because you know when you're heating your stuff up at lunchtime, other people are heating their stuff up around the same time. You're just trapping that scent in there. Let it breathe for a moment, is all I ask of you. A moment. Because I'll open that microwave up 5, 10 minutes later, boom, that scent comes wolfing out. I'm like the guy in there going like this, waving out the scent in the microwave because I don't want my lunch to smell like your lunch, you sickos.
Man, well, I'm gonna get this off my chest real short and sweet. There is nothing better than a big boxing fight. I've said this several times on this. There's just nothing better because you get so hyped for it. It's this thing that happens, you're hyped for the fight, you know the fight's gonna happen. Rollout starts like 3 months before, you're excited for it, and last night. Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney lived up to all the hype. And the thing was, an hour before the fight, I was not sure that the fight was actually going to happen because of the erratic behavior that Ryan Garcia has displayed for the 3 months of the rollout. And he ended up beating Devin Haney, knocking him down 3 times. Should have been, honestly, the fight should have been stopped in the seventh round. Should have been stopped in the seventh round, but the ref was a lot. But anyways, it was just so exciting to be surprised. And like, that feeling in sports is better than any feeling when you're just surprised. And I feel like one of my issues with the NFL these days, one of my issues with like the NBA a little bit these days is just not being surprised a lot of the time. And like, and maybe that goes to like, just like the nature of just like knowing all these players and all these figures, their players are staying around for so much longer, and you're only really surprised by like younger people. But like just being surprised and like being that hyped, and like I felt that feeling for the first time in a while. And I was trying to think about when it was, but like I don't know. I was just so surprised throughout the whole fight. I'm on the edge of my couch, like barely able to eat food. I'm just like, what is going on? Like, I didn't even think this was gonna happen. Like, you gotta understand, like Ryan Garcia missed weight on Friday. We're all like, what is happening? Like, came out to the weigh-in with what we now know was like apple cider and something, but like seemingly looked like he's drinking a beer at the weigh-in. And
Whoa.
but we found out later it was like apple cider and something else. And I'm just like, what is happening? And then went out and was the awesome boxer that we all knew that he was. He just sold the fight in the most ridiculous way. And it was just all the surprise and all the everything. And just, I just love boxing. I love events. And I feel like no one does events better than boxing. And I just love it. It's so awesome just to be surprised. And I need more surprises in sports. I need more of it.
Didi, I invite you, join us every Monday and Friday. The WWE puts on two shows per week, Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. You want to be surprised?
What I need. That's what I
There you
need.
go. There you go.
I might, dude, I might have to. I need it. I need it.
Just a little, yeah, just to keep that alive in your life, that act of surprise. It's Yeah, it's not there all the time, but it's there enough time to keep you tuning back in. But I feel you. Surprises in sports. Yeah, that's why March Madness is so great, right?
Yeah.
Surprise. Boom.
Surprise.
One and done.
It's
You
like,
can the surprises in the NFL, NBA, even the NHL, yeah, they're just not there anymore.
yeah,
So I feel you.
dude,
I feel you.
I need the surprises. Need them. Felt good. Felt good to be surprised last night. Well, that was get it off our chest. Pray for Chris Gates and Dan's work environment. And now let's get into what Chris needs, because that's the outlier here. Is this kid hasn't drank since like all year.
Oh,
So,
Mr. He feels so good, but your kids don't. Maybe have a beer, even things out a little bit, my guy.
So wait, do you think this is the kids being like, "Daddy, we need you to drink"?
mean, it correlates. So prove me otherwise. It correlates. I don't care how good you feel. I don't care how you're sleeping. I think he'd probably figure out a way to sleep if you knew your kids were sleeping better. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. Have a beer, Chris. It's time. Break the streak.
Okay. Speaking of that, Brews Day, I'm going to get it started. Figueroa Mountain, Lizard's Mouth IPA, Tropical IPA, of course, but ooh, this one, packing a punch, ABV 9.
Oh, let's go.
Not exactly what you're used to when it comes to my tropical IPAs, but this one's delicious. No. It's got it very hoppy, and Figueroa Mountain has a lot, like, very well known for their hops, Central Coast in California, and gotta tell you, whew, very good, very, very good, but 9, so it'll catch you. It's got a bite. That's why they call it the Lizard's Mouth. It's got a bite.
Yeah. That sounds more like a double or a triple, but yeah, that'll get you a little sleeky niner. Okay.
Yeah. But it's got everything I like. The mango, papaya, pineapple. You taste so many different things. Like, I swear I was tasting grapefruit. Doesn't say anything about that on the can, but like, you're just all of those feelings all in there.
Yeah.
But 9. So drink that one a little slow. Drink a little slower. You might want to crush it. Might taste crushable. Chill a little bit. Take a chill pill.
Careful there.
But damn, Lizard's Mouth IPA. Figueroa Mountain, loved it.
I like it. Well, for me, I kept it simple this week. Something that can be crushed. And Didi, let's just go to Iron City Light. IC Light was the beer of choice for me for Brews Day this week. And I understand and realize that most people listening to this podcast have never heard of, let alone tasted, an Iron City or an IC Light. Pittsburgh's the pride of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's finest. But there is something about it. The taste is unique. It's one of a kind. It stands out amongst the macro lights, the Millers, the Coors, the Buds. That's just piss, man. And, you know, IC Light at least has some flavor with it. So it's crushable, but it's enjoyable, and it's uniquely distinct on its own, and I don't know what it is, but it's been around a very, 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 very long time. They have an amazing facility about a little over an hour north of where I'm sitting here right now. And yeah, man, there's just nothing wrong with it. It just was one of those times where it's icy light time. It's been a minute, and so that's the beer for Brews Day this week.
Nice. Icy light, man. I haven't had an icy light in a long time. Very long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts to Icy Light. And shouts to Icy Light Amphitheater. A lot of good times down there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Icy Light Amphitheater. Is there anything down there in that space? Is it probably apartments or something, I'm assuming?
That's basically it. The only thing that's really down in that neck of the woods is now the where the Riverhounds play. The Hyde Park
Stadium.
Oh,
that's where the stadium is now. That's right. Okay. Yeah. The Icy Light Amphitheater, man. A lot of Wham-O summer jams.
Yeah, there you go.
Icy Light Amphitheater. Good times.
Love it.
Good times. All right. Well, that's Brews Day. Cheers, Dan. Cheers.
Cheers.
Chris, hope you're drinking something, because I imagine you're... I got to believe that his brother-in-laws are like, fam, drink.
I hope so. I hope so, man. And they're in North Carolina. The weather's nice. It's a great... Charlotte's a great beer town.
Okay.
It really is. It really is. So I hope amongst everything that's going on there, this mini vacay, he's enjoying a brew. But I've just got a bad feeling. And hopefully we'll hear from Chris next week.
Yes. Let's hope that we hear from him next week. It's definitely gonna be Chris Gates brunch. He's taking over the whole menu. He's doing all
the got the whole menu. And we're gonna all sit back and just chime in whenever we can.
Yes, he's doing it all next week. All right, let's get into the main menu. Let's start what everybody's talking about. Taylor Swift just dropped her album. The Tortured Poets Department. It's a dumb title. Anyways, I just like, all right. 31 songs, 2 hours of music. The album was already 18 songs, and then she comes out like 2 hours after it was released and was like, surprise, it's a double album. Here we go. Dan, have you had any thoughts on, what are your thoughts? Taylor's album, anything? Go.
Yeah, I do have some thoughts. Certainly, I haven't had the opportunity to find 2 free hours to listen to the whole thing. It's really unnecessarily long. We didn't, and this is coming. Listen. I've been a Swiftie for a long time. Long time. I'm going to say right now, I am as close to removing that title as I have ever been before. Okay. It is close that I'm no longer going to be in that category with the title of Swiftie. It's getting really close because, listen, even though I haven't listened to all 31 songs, the songs that I have listened to all kind of sound the same. They all kind of sound the same. And I get that Taylor's music is evolving, and that's great. But if you give us 2 hours of music and there's no evolution within that time frame, like enough of an evolution that gets me excited. Like, I was at a wedding last night. They're playing Taylor Swift. They're playing songs from 1989.
Of course.
They're not playing them off of Folklore. They sure as hell ain't going to be playing them off of this. Girl, it's time to make history again. We need some bops. I need some freaking bops, man. I need them. I need you to go back to 1989. I need you to find that magic again. At least sprinkle it in. Okay? Just the same. You're using the same structure. If you listen closely, you can hear the same echo in the vocal track that she's using. And it just, it's all just kind of fairy tale-y. And like, I'm almost out of had enough of it. Okay. I like the song with Post Malone, the song with Florence and the Machine. I don't know if I like Florida. I should say Florida. I think I like it, but I don't know if I like it. But I mean, obviously I've questioned her lifestyle choices ever since her and Travis Kelce got together. So I don't know. I don't know what to think, Dee Dee, but here's one thing I do know. That's too much music. You're hanging out with Drake or something too much. We don't need this. We don't need this. Why wouldn't you surprise people and drop like an album in, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, if you had this much music? Some of it should have hit the cutting floor, the cutting room floor. I'd say that though. Wow. You opened up a can for me here. I didn't know how to air this all out, but there it is.
Listen, this is why I knew we had to talk about it. You are a Swiftie. I am somebody who I enjoy Taylor Swift, and also I just enjoy pop culture. So I got to be a part. You're listening to it and I'm like, okay, I like what she's doing with her voice in this first song. Cause that's the Post Malone song is the first one. Right. I like it. Yep. And then it just, it's very wordy, okay? And I'm cool with her, but if she wants to put out an album where she doesn't have any, like, there's no radio smashes or singles or whatever, obvious ones anyways, I'm like, I'm fine with that. It's just, but if you're going to do that, you have the ability to do this in a way that you can make a complete thought and finish this thing up in 10 songs, if that was the goal.
Yes.
Doing this for 31 songs makes me feel like you just were like, you know what? I'm just going to throw everything that's on my laptop and just get it done. And I hate when people do that because I feel like Drake did that this last time too.
Right.
And even though I enjoy that album a little bit more, but still it feels like I've still had to like make a playlist and then just like take the songs out that I liked and then make the album that I liked. And like, maybe you can do that here, but it's still just... But this is just one thing. And like, I really need the next Taylor Swift album to be the breakup album with Jack Antonoff. It's got to be done. It's got to be done. It's got to be done, guys. Because I think what's being lost in the whole Taylor Swift conversation is that, like, I think Taylor has become this like godlike figure. But I feel like and it's made it so that because of the re-releases and Scooter Braun and all that stuff, that it's made us forget that, like, Evermore, Midnights, and now this are not good. But because she released all this old music, forget about the fact that she's put out 3 new albums and nobody liked.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm so glad you said it that way because everything Taylor's version is getting played all over again. Those are the songs that people care about. And you're right. It's like she just wrote all this poetry down nonstop. Anything that came to her head, she wrote it down, and she's like, "Let's make a song. Let's
Yeah.
make a song out of this." But I couldn't agree more that the breakup album with Jack Antonoff has to happen. These last albums, I know a lot of people are obsessed with them, but I mean, I need some evolution. I need somebody to I need something drastic to happen in her life where she's got to evolve. It's now time to evolve again. It's getting stale for me. It's not doing it. I don't know, Dee.
Dude.
I think I'm disappointed, and I probably wouldn't be as disappointed if it was like 10, 12, 13 tracks, but 31. It's a lot.
Because for me, if you're gonna do something like this, just throw it out there and just let it be short and sweet, and you got your breakup album off. You can have it be about whoever. And also, I guess I just don't. When someone's like, okay, she's got tortured postpartum, it's all gonna be breakup stuff. Everyone's like, break up this, break up that. I love breakup music, as it's told by the Sounds of Brunch playlist. I am always putting breakup songs on there as if I have trouble with my relationship. And I swear to you all, I don't. I just love heartbreak music. I love it so much. But I gotta tell you, man. This doesn't move me. And I think, and I don't know if it's just because Taylor Swift is not a powerhouse singer. She is not
Right.
somebody who emotes in that way. She does it with words. And it's like,
Right.
and with this, I just don't, because I don't care who Taylor Swift dates. I don't care who the song's about. I don't want to know who the song's about. I really don't. I don't want to know that about anybody, right? Because I like to put myself in the song. And it feels like unless you care about Matty Healy, Joe Alwyn, or whomever, you don't care about these songs. You know what I mean? It's like people are taking words and then like, they're taking words and then putting them next to pictures of their exes at like on from TMZ photos or photos from something else or whatever. It's like, oh, this is when she's talking about this. Oh, this is when she's talking about that. Oh, this was when this picture was. And I'm like, I don't care. That doesn't make the song good. Like, because you found the Getty image of like Harry Styles wearing some t-shirt that says, Daddy, I love him. Like, I don't, none of that matters to me. It's so weird. It's like being a fan of Taylor's life has become, it's like almost more important than the music for most people. And then it's like the references of the high school references and stuff. And I'm like, and then there's another, and here's a big thing. There's another song about Kim. There's another song about Kim Kardashian. It's about like another one, like this Thank You, Amy song. It's about Kim Kardashian. Fam, if you're going to make another song about Kim, Kanye, whomever, can you make it fun? Can you make it good? Because you know what is fun? I made that bitch famous. That's a jam. Like, can you make it fun? Like, Taylor, your life is good. You are a billionaire. You are a human. You are the biggest musician of a generation. You are huge. Make a song about somebody you hate that's fun. Like, why aren't we jamming to this shit? Like, in that song, she says, oh, yeah, your daughter's gonna come home singing this song. No, she's not. But if you made it jam, like, come on. You can't make a song like Thank You, Amy, and be like, oh, yeah, this is blank space. People are gonna be singing this forever. No, you're not gonna be performing that live at concerts. No, you're not. This shit don't bang. You're gonna make a song about somebody, make it freaking good. Like, famous is good. Put it on the playlist. Put it on the playlist.
That's perfectly said. That's what I've been trying to say. Nothing here is fun. She's an incredible songwriter. I need more fun. Ironically, we need
Hey.
less fun because Jack Antonoff should get back together with fun, so Taylor Swift can have more fun. There you go.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Dude,
Back to last week.
You know, and because because our phones and our computers, they listen to everything we say. Like, I got like overwhelmed with Bleachers, random Bleachers content, and it was like their last album, like, didn't is it their new album is not doing well, not selling well, doing absolutely nothing. And I'm like, it's time, guys. Think we might be Bleachers is kind of stale. Think it's time.
Yeah.
Think it's time.
Yeah.
Run it back.
Jack's trying to be Bruce Springsteen of the modern era far too
Yeah.
much, and just people don't want to listen to that anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
No.
get the band back together. We've been saying we'll be the first ones on that train. Just
Yeah.
wait. Just wait.
Are there any standouts for you? Any ones that you like? What do you like on this album?
No. And I will admit that I need to give it another. I don't know how I'm going to give it another listen when I'm not even finished through the whole
Impossible.
thing. I don't even know if it's worth the second album, if you will. I mean, I like Fortnite with Post Malone. I do. I like that song. I haven't figured out about Florida yet. I don't know. Nothing else is. That's the problem. Nothing else sticks out enough to me because it's like, is how does that one go again? Because they all kind of sound the same. I have to think about who it's about. That's not what I should do when I look at song titles, is who is this about? It should be how does this sound? And when they're all kind of bleeding and blending together, when I'm listening to them back to back to back, like, Taylor, get with Olivia Rodrigo and learn how to write a proper breakup song.
Dude, it's funny you said that, but I'll say this. Daddy, I love him. I like that song mainly because she like makes fun of her fans, and I don't think they figured it out yet, but like she does,
Okay, yeah.
because that's apparently about the Maddie Healy stuff and everyone saying, Taylor, you have to break up with him. Like he's the racist, he's whatever, whatever. And she's just like, leave me the fuck alone. So that song's interesting because she does like make fun of her fans on there, and I think we all enjoy making fun of Taylor Swift fans a little bit. So
Oh, okay, yeah.
that's
Okay.
fun. Florida is cool. Shouts to Florence. Nice to
Yeah.
hear Florence. But yeah, dude, I don't know. I'm not a fan. The song I hate the most is So High School. Like, get that out of my life. But I've seen grown ass people in their 30s posting about that song. And I'm like, all of you need to get married or something. Like Taylor needs to get married, have a baby, buy more houses, do something because fam, we got to do something. We got to do something. It's just, come on. We got to do something. Like shit's got to evolve for you. Like it's something.
Right.
But it's funny you mentioned Olivia Rodrigo because I thought about another person who put out a breakup album this year because she was married and got divorced, went through actual life things. Ariana Grande, 12 songs.
Yes.
36 minutes.
Yes.
It is a full breakup album. If you just take out Yes And, there is no fun in that album either, but it is an enjoyable listen and it is done. 36 minutes. It is done and it is awesome. Like, there's nothing like she, the song that I love is like, I wish I hated you on Ariana Grande's album. That is a 3 minute song that does what Taylor tries to do in 3 minutes. She doesn't, what? She does in 3 minutes what Taylor tried to do in 2 hours.
Yes.
Just come
Yes.
on. Like, you can do
Yes.
this. It's just, you can do this. It's just, you didn't, this is just so, God, no,
She's gotten
no.
too big where is she just, I mean, it's
It doesn't
great that she
matter.
basically gets to do whatever she, you know, she wants. You know, people are obviously helping her write and produce, but nobody's saying no
No, of course not.
because they like can't, but nobody's telling her this, what she needs to hear right here. You know what I mean? That's exactly
No.
it. That's exactly it. This can be done. You've gotta get outside your comfort zone. She's in this comfort zone, and the problem is it's working with her fans.
Yeah.
But
Because
those
don't.
people aren't gonna, they're never gonna turn on her. So it's like people like you and I are trying to be honest about music on this thing and say, like, you're too comfortable. You've got to get uncomfortable again. I don't know.
Dude. Like, we got the Olympics coming up. You know what, like, the gymnasts look like when they do the vault and they do just like a bunch of crazy shit in like 2 seconds
Yeah.
and then land.
Yeah.
That's how it feels when you listen to, like, or you see what Swifties are saying about trying to tell themselves that this album is good and why this
Right.
album is good. It's like they're doing somersaults, they're doing acrobats, backflips, trying to figure out why this album is good. And it's just not because It's just boring, and it's unfortunate. But she's Taylor, because she's kind of like, she's like the Fast and the Furious at this point. I love the Fast and the Furious. I'm going to see it. I don't care if they're like, oh, we're going to space this time. How the hell are we going to do that? Don't care. I'm there. And that's what it's like with Taylor right now. So it doesn't matter what anybody says. And that's why it's like, us talking about it is fine, because it's like, it's not taking any money out of her pocket. People are going to be listening to this and buying all of her
still,
stuff, yeah, and whatever.
I still love it.
It's just, right. It's really like that. It's like she's an action star at this point. It doesn't matter what she does. People are going. It's
absolutely.
Is what
you're
it is.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah. But one thing I did ask you, Dan, is there a breakup song that you like a lot? Because I know for me, I mentioned Ariana Grande, Wish They Hated You. Another song, SZA, Nobody Gets Me, came out on her last album. Another song that's great.
Ooh.
And then another song that I heard recently. These are all by women, by the way. Pick Me by Girl in Red, that's on her new album. I was just like, these are all great heartbreak, heartache songs. And I'm just like, there is not one of these. And none of those songs are fun. None of these songs are hype. None of these songs are, humongous radio thing, whatever. I'm just like, these are songs that make you feel something. And none of those songs make me feel anything. And I just, wanted to feel something. Like, I like breakup music. I wanted to feel something. I felt nothing.
Yeah, maybe half of what Olivia Rodrigo puts out is breakup music, and I love all of it. Yeah. Honestly, you could sit here and list a ton of songs from her. My winner for Bruncher of the Year, Teddy Swims, The Door.
Oh, come on.
Is a great breakup song.
Man, please.
It's a great breakup. It's a great.
Dude.
It's a great breakup song.
Again. What's that? That album's like 33 minutes, like 10 songs, yep. 11 songs, 33 minutes. Yeah. Like does in 33 minutes, what she tries to do in 2 hours. Like there's nothing on here that makes me feel like suitcase. Right. Come on. Get out of here.
Right. I'm sure I'm trying to think of the Skunk 11. Skunk 11 had some breakup music in there too.
Wasn't Hey Christina like there? A breakup song?
Chris. No.
Sort
not
of.
Really. It could be. Based on interpretation.
Yeah.
I know there's some old school tracks. I got to go back and look at the discography.
All right, we'll go back.
Reflect on this and try to think of that. There's a couple of breakup songs in there. No doubt about it.
Put them on the playlist. Well, yeah, we are not fans of the Tortured Poets Department. So maybe you are. Let us know why we're wrong or we're right at Brunch Breakdown. Okay. Dan, this is actually heartbreaking. Red Lobster's filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Red Lobster filing for bankruptcy, and just another of the chains are going away. And my question to you, Dan, is is it really just that there are more restaurants than ever before? Is that what's doing this, doing these in? Because it's like Outback's in trouble. Red Lobster's in trouble. Boston Market, we've talked about. So many places that are just staples that have been around forever. Like I am in my late 30s. These places have been around. They are every, shopping mall around it, whatever, strip mall around it. They're there. And now they're all closing. And I'm like, is it just that there's just way more restaurants than before? Or I don't know. I'm lost.
For sure. I think that's part of it, especially in like major cities, right? Where you have local businesses are, and specifically restaurants, are like thriving to levels they've never been like before. There's so many more options. There's people like so many different styles of food now than just like the typical American whatever that you can get at most of those places. And so like people in bigger cities like you and I, it's never really, you don't even think about it. So unless you're in these, smaller towns where these areas thrive, we've talked about this before, right? Like that's where you go. That's the place to go in your small town when you go out to dinner. And so I think that definitely does, it has to play a role in it, right? Is that there's just so many other options, even like regional chains, right?
Yeah.
Those are doing well. These just big name chains just can't keep up anymore. Didi, did you hear how the reason why they declared bankruptcy? Did you hear why?
No.
They lost $11 million last year on their endless shrimp deal promotion. They ran that promo last summer and they kept it around endless shrimp, and they said they lost $11 million because of that, because customer demand was up. Or demand was up from customers so high, it brought in so many people that they ended up losing that much money on it. That is what pushed them into bankruptcy. What do you think
Oh, shouts to everybody who got their money's worth. That's what I'm saying to that.
that?
Listen, Red Lobster, that's on you.
Yeah.
Shouts to everybody who went to Red Lobster and did their job. Shouts to you. $11 million.
All on shrimp.
Congratulations to
All on
you.
shrimp.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like anytime you see any of those deals where it's like all you can eat pasta, like Red Robin gives out like free fries, gives out like bottomless fries. Like, eat them, yo.
Yeah.
Eat them. Break them. So, it's sad about Red Lobster, but that kind of warms my heart. That makes me feel, you did your job.
For sure. 'Cause I thought, oh yeah, maybe they've just been failing, like these other names, like you listed when we started this talking about this topic. But to be able to narrow it down on something like that. Like, be careful. The Applebee's picked, 2 for 20. Be careful. Be careful. Cost of food goes up. You keep that at 2 for 20. You don't. They're not pulling a Papa John's, right? Where it's like 2 for 22, right? And maybe that's around the corner. Maybe they're gonna have to soon. But also, maybe Red Lobster, you should have kept those Cheddar Bay biscuits off the grocery shelves. Now you can make it yourself at home. It's too convenient. It's too convenient. You can have it with any meal now. Anytime you want it home, you got an exclusive item like that, you hold on to it. You get people a reason to come in with those Cheddar Bay biscuits. But it was all about the shrimp, man. Giving away too much shrimp. And then now you're Dead Lobster. And that's gonna be the story.
Another thing I was thinking about was like, because I was driving and I was like looking at a place like Yard House. Do you guys have Yard House there or anywhere like near you? Because Yard House is like a national chain, but
Yeah,
like,
not anywhere close, but I've definitely seen them a
okay.
lot of places.
So Yard House is a chain and it's owned by like the Darden Group, which owns like Olive Garden and a bunch of the
Everything,
other places.
yeah.
Yeah, that owns like everything, right? And it is a full chain, but it like has this whole like brewery environment. And I'm just like, I feel like that's a place that instead of going to Red Lobster, it's a place like that. Because it's still a
Yeah.
chain. It has all the feels of a chain, everything about it. It's just not like, it's not Olive Garden, where it's not in, every single city in the world. You know what I mean? There's not an Olive
Right.
Garden in Weirton, there's not a Yard House in Weirton, West Virginia. But still, it's like, that's a place that I will go to instead of going to a Red Lobster, instead of going, you know what I mean? And I like was thinking about
Absolutely.
like places like that like have popped
BJ's Brew
up.
House. That's another one that's kind of, yeah, same
BJ's.
thing.
Yeah, BJ's, same thing where it's like it's a
Yeah.
different thing, but it's still a huge chain. Like there's
Yeah.
BJ's next to your house, there's BJ's next to my house. Like there's
Right.
BJ's everywhere. So I was thinking of that and I'm like maybe it's those places that are kind of like undercutting these old spots where there's just not enough
I think
room to
so.
go.
I think so. Because those places are more expensive to build, right? And they've got a more dynamic menu. Food price, the cost is maybe a little bit higher, but you still take your family there. And and they're more in demand because they're exciting and there's not as many of them. They're not on every block. So you feel like that's kind of what's taking its place. I think you're spot on there.
It's sad seeing them go. I'm like, damn, Red
It is.
Lobster in trouble.
Load up on the Cheddar Bays while you can. That'll be a tough one to lose. We're
Dude.
losing cornbread at Boston Market. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Be careful, people. Be
Get in
careful.
there. Just get in there. I don't know what's next,
Yeah.
guys. Like, it feels like it's just gonna be like Applebee's and Olive Garden that stick, and everything else is gone. So, anything else
Just
you
gonna be
love,
gone.
it's gonna be gone, guys. Like,
Yeah.
just saying. Bob Evans might be next, guys. Like, who knows?
Right. if Long John Silver's outlasts Red Lobster, yeah. Like we've got this country has a problem. That's all I gotta say.
Long John's, man. I can't believe Long John's is still here. Still in the league.
So I'm saying, how is that still around?
Wow.
We're losing, we're losing Boston Market and Red Lobster. Come on.
What? All right. In Times Square, this is right up Brunch Breakdown Alley here. In Times Square, they're doing something absolutely ridiculous. They're putting a 65-foot-long hot dog that shoots confetti in the middle of Times Square from April 30th to June 13th. As a lover of hot dogs, I am confused. I'm just like, who wants this in their Times Square photo? Because the 65-foot-long hot dog, like, what? Who approved this? Who wants this? Who? It's like, yeah, if you've been to Times Square, it is a ridiculous place. And it's great, but it's also ridiculous. But it's like, why would you want a hot dog there, though?
I don't understand this at all. Also, as a lover of hot dogs, hydraulics and confetti, 65 feet long. Like I would understand it. Naturally, of all people, I would understand it. If, like, we were having this Coney Island 4th of July weekend, Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Like, let's go. Perfect. Makes sense. In Times Square from May to June? Mid-June? What? Why?
Dude.
Why?
I thought the same thing. I thought this was, like, a Nathan's promotion when I was looking at it. But it's really just the art display?
It's an art installation, yeah. Like, can you imagine, Didi, traveling to, just thinking of New York as one of the biggest cities in the world, traveling to Paris, and just, you know, just outside, a couple blocks from the Eiffel Tower is this 65-long-foot, like, French baguette that just is hydraulics and confetti in Paris. Can you imagine that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, now... Like, maybe in Germany, 65-foot bratwurst. Okay, kind of makes sense there. Okay. I could see that. But, like, is that what we're doing? People get to do some weird stuff, you know. And I don't understand how this is. It's going to be in a bunch of pictures.
A bunch.
That'll be for sure. But, like,
want them in the pictures? I have a hard time believing. That lots of people will be, like, selfieing with this hot dog.
Right.
Because, like I said, Times Square is a ridiculous place. If you've never been there, it is absolutely ridiculous. Like, there's lights everywhere. It's insane. And it's very cool when you're first time being there. So I'm not hating on Times Square. I'm really just hating on this hot dog ruining everyone's photos. Like... You're going to be at Times Square for the first time, and you're just going to be taking this picture, and there's going to be a hot dog just sticking out the side of your photo.
In the history of Times Square, you're there for the first time, and during this coincidental 6-week period that there's a hot dog that you can't escape is going to ruin your photo forever. We were there for the hydraulic hot dog. We had to be there during that time frame. This thing. That's big. 65-foot hot dog. You're not going to be able to get that out of your shot.
No, it's going
to
be in everything. It's going to be in the middle of everything. Like, and this happens April 30th. So we'll update you on this because I'm sure, you know, next week, this will be on every TV show and every morning show because this is where they're all shot there. So I imagine Kelly and Ryan will be live from the hot dog, or Kelly and Mark will be live from the hot dog on April 30th. So, yeah.
And I hate that this is an art installation and this isn't some promo for Nathan's or ballpark.
Same. Because that's
like,
why
it'd be more fun that way. Like, this is the Taylor Swift version of this installation. It's not fun. It's not going to be fun. I don't think. Even though there's, like, confetti and stuff like that, like, that's fake fun.
Yeah. It's like,
just not real. I don't know. It just doesn't feel as authentic that way, I guess.
Yeah, this hot dog installation was produced by Jack Antonoff and The National. Just just terrible.
Oh man.
God, man. My God.
Only in America.
Only in America. Only in America. God damn it, man. All right. All right. Well, that's Times Square. Let's get into this last one real quick. Beyonce's effect on cowboy boots and Levi's jeans, kind of ridiculous. Levi's is the song with Post Malone. Shouts to Post Malone. Also, Post Malone having the best year ever. Just weird. Anyways,
yeah.
Post Malone, her song with Post Malone called Levi's skyrocketed Levi's stock, and like Levi's sales are up like 40%. They're just random cowboy hat companies who were selling their hats for like $33. Now they're selling them for $113, and people are buying them still. Stuff is just up a ridiculous amount. On Amazon searches, all of this, all because Beyonce decided that I'm going to wear cowboy hats and boots and jeans and sing about country things. Have you ever dressed like an artist, Dan, that you enjoyed?
I feel like you know the answer to this question, Didi. And if you have a screen available, if you're listening on Spotify, grab your tablet, grab your phone. And if not, get to YouTube, get to Facebook.
Get it. Oh yeah.
Here you go.
Oh yeah.
So on the left, my dear friends, Tyler and Josh from 21 Pilots, an image from their, Blurry Face album. I'm sorry, not Blurry Face, Trench. On your right is me and my, dear friend Shuey. Attending a 21 Pilots show for the Trench Tour in almost identical clothing to what the boys are wearing. And if you're not looking, it's basically green and camouflage type jackets and shirts with yellow duct tape around them and yellow bandanas. And there we are, matching almost exactly. So, Dee, to answer your question, yes. Yes, I have.
Dude, for me, it's more like I've done this so many times, like where I can't even hate on anybody who is deciding to dress like Beyonce or dress like whomever. Because, dude, I dyed my hair white for a day because I wanted to be like Cisco. We're talking Drew Hill Cisco, not silver, like solo Cisco, Drew Hill Cisco.
Right.
When Kanye was wearing like polos and sweater vests and all these things, dude, I went full. Like, you look the way Kanye was dressed for College Dropout, that's how I dressed. Like, basically all through college. Like, I've done this so many times, man. So many times. So, I'm happy people are still doing it, you know? But
it is, yeah. The effect of the queen, though, it's affecting stock prices and such.
Pretty wild
for Levi's is wild.
Shouts to Levi's
for they have nothing to do with it.
No, nothing.
And they're reaping the benefits.
No.
I mean, we're gonna start to see those collaborations, right? Mm-hmm. Where a clothing brand or style get in on somebody, and
oh yeah,
I mean, good for them. But yeah, I definitely have the look I showed you was a little extreme and kind of a one-time thing, but yeah, I feel like throughout the years, there have been elements that I've taken in that may or may not have been super, super proud of, especially, yeah, those early 2000s. I mean, Chris and I, when we started playing in a band together, we thought we were Blink 182. And we had the chain wallets and the, you know, product in our hair and kind of the baggy jeans. Yeah. We went full throttle for a couple of years there. It was a good time. We looked ridiculous.
Oh man. Let us know who you dressed up as at Brunch Breakdown. Let us know. And let's get into music, my friend.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. What we're listening to this week. All right. So Willow, good friend of the Brunch Breakdown, Willow, put out a new song a couple weeks ago. Big Feelings. Love this record. Fire.
Yeah.
Fire. Love this song. Goes a bunch of different places. Very excited to see what Willow's got coming up down the line. Exciting song. And I just love Willow. So shouts to the Smiths family.
I love it. For me this week, gonna take it a little different. Just at least the first couple of tracks here. Kygo, my man, my guy, Kygo,
Okay.
teaming up with Zach Abel, British singer songwriter, and the one, the only, Nile Rodgers,
Okay.
to give us a little track called For Life. And it's that type of, dancey EDM, bop that you have to get from Kygo. I mean, this dude, Kygo's the man. Kygo's the man. And then we got this amazing guitar from Nile Rodgers on it, and great vocals from Zach. It's, I love it. I love it. It's great to have Kygo back on the playlist.
Beautiful. Kygo. Kygo. I
Yeah.
dude, and it's Kygo just makes me happy. He's got signature sounds in his songs that just make me happy when I hear them.
Absolutely.
So I'm
Absolutely.
excited to hear that.
Yep.
All right. So let's put this on sound of the let's song of the summer watch.
Okay.
NLE Choppa, Slut Me Out 2. Don't be confused with Slut Me Out. It's Slut Me Out 2. All right.
All right.
This song is inappropriate, which might be one of the reasons why it is not the song of the summer. But if you are out and about and you are around people over a certain over 21 and you are pool parties, this song is huge. And I will tell you the how the chorus starts, because the bass is just like doom doom doom, and then the chorus is, if I was a bad bitch, I'd want to fuck me too. And I'm telling you, man, this song is as catchy as hell, and you will listen to it one time and you may hate it, but I guarantee you, in the next couple minutes, you will be singing it. You will be singing that goddamn chorus. You will 100% be singing that chorus in your house, and you'll probably be hating yourself for doing it. But goddamn it, dude. I'm letting you know. Like, if he
All
gets a
right.
solid if he gets a solid radio edit of this song out there in the world. Telling you, it's not going to be on Kids
It'd be
Bop.
all it needs.
I don't think Kids Bop's going to be able to do any work with this.
Right.
But just letting you know, NLE Choppa, Slut Me Out to get ready.
Okay.
Very possibly your song of the summer.
All right. Excited to hear that one.
Yeah.
Very excited to hear that one.
Get your popcorn ready.
Next up, I'm keeping a little bit of a Nile Rodgers theme here.
Hey.
Maybe something you wouldn't expect. Yeah, why not? Two in a row. This time it's Alfie Templeman, and he has collaborated with Nile Rodgers in the past. Not in the particular song, I don't think, that I'm sharing with you this week, one that he dropped called Hello Lonely. And he's got kind of, pop funk vibes, and he's always had very, very catchy music. He's maybe made the playlist once or twice in the past, but he's got this Hello Lonely, which doesn't sound like it's catchy. But it is. It is. That pop funk vibe that he's got throughout is really, really good. So, my man Alfie Templeman with Hello Lonely.
Nice. This song I just hadn't heard. I don't know, and maybe, I mean, Ellie Dewey and Teddy Swims, Face Myself, completely missed this.
Ooh.
2023 came out, basically came out a year ago. Hadn't heard it. Came up on just like a random just playlist because I was listening to Teddy Swims, because I was trying to listen. I was like, man, there's something like I like breakup music, and I was trying to figure this out. And this song is really good. Teddy sounds awesome on it. Ellie's fine. Teddy sounds amazing on this. And yeah, this is a good one. So check it out. Came out last year. Ellie Dewey, Teddy Swims, Face Myself. Really good record.
Okay. I
Yeah.
don't know if I've heard that or not. I'm gonna give
That's what
that
I'm
a
saying, dude.
listen. Check it
I
out.
was like,
Yeah.
maybe Dan put this on the playlist at some point and I missed it. I don't know, but like, this is a good jam. So
Yeah.
check it
I'm
out.
trying to remember. Feel like I can't remember if she opened for him
She might
on
have.
his tour. I can't, but I feel like I saw she opened for somebody, and I can't, it could have been a completely different show.
Which
I
makes
gotta go
complete
back and
sense
figure that
because
out.
Ellie is not like new. technically, I mean, we were, I mean, I know Ellie from the rate from my Radio Disney days. Like, we were playing Ellie Dewey songs for a while. So, like, she's working. Yeah. She's been working, and she's makes good music. So, I wouldn't be surprised if she had opened up for Teddy, or, you know, I'm sure she opened up for somebody you saw. I am sure.
Right.
So,
I go back and figure that out.
But this song is really good. And I just came up on just like, you know, random, you know, Teddy Swims radio or whatever. So there you go.
Good station.
Yeah.
Good station. Last one for me. No Nile Rodgers, and no surprise here. The band over my left shoulder, Paris. I'm gonna give you Paris on the playlist. That's just what's gonna happen. That's who I am. Okay. Oil and Water is the name of the track. Now, Paris has been giving us a lot of electric synthy implementation in their music over the past couple of years, right? They've evolved. How do you like that? Kind of blending the alternative and the synth. But this track gets us back. It's a little bit more of like simple alternative. Okay. It's not heavy. And there's kind of just this simple drum beat that leads it through the track. And it's kind of refreshing. It lets Lynn's vocals and her voice just kind of shine. It's not super upbeat either. It's just, yeah, it is. It's a great track. Oil and Water, from one of my favorite bands in the history of the planet, Paris.
Nice. Paris. Speaking of that, Paris pictures coming up on the Time Hop last week. Just didn't make me feel good.
Yes.
Oh, God. Honestly, I wasn't ready for Beachella Day. That's the day that I'm going to have to remember just not to go and look at anything. So,
yeah, there was a lot of videos. And
yeah,
the Time Hop took me about 30 minutes to get through Time Hop that day.
That one ripped my soul. That ripped my heart out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That one hurt me. All right. Well, that's what we're listening to. Listen to the Sounds of Brunch playlist on Spotify. And Daniel, I'm being kicked out of the studio right now.
You are.
I'm being kicked out of the studio right now. So, which is good timing. Any final thoughts?
Send help to Chris at Chris Cates Fitness. Help him out. Ear advice, health advice. Let's get this guy back to a healthy family. Make sure he has beer, and maybe he'll join us next week.
Dude, seriously. Beer and amoxicillin, Chris. Get on it. It's the Brunch Breakdown. We're out.